colonialism is not a thinking machine, nor a body endowed with reasoning faculties. It is violence in its natural state, and it will only yield when confronted with greater violence.
The Black Rapport radio show was conceived to teach African people worldwide about ourselves and issues that are important to us. We believe it is our responsibility to school our people as well as people that support us about us. We speak on our own behalf, unapologetically. Now we're going to take you on an experience through how we see the world through the minds of our hosts and important guests. Stay tuned.
When they so-called abolished slavery, that's when they came up with this prison industrial complex. The United States has more people incarcerated than anywhere else in the world.
Black people become serious about the revolutionary struggle that they are caught up in, whether they recognize it or not. When they begin to go down and knock off people who are oppressing them and begin to render these people impotent, that's when the revolutionary struggle unfolds. Not until.
You understand what I'm saying? So that means that it's not just about you taking care of your child, it's about you taking care of these children.
You are listening to another edition of Black Rapport Radio with the People's Minister of Information, J.R. Today we are talking to one of the hunger strikers from the Third World Liberation Front 2016 at San Francisco State, Mr. Sonny Bell. He is one of four hunger strikers who are striking to preserve the College of Ethnic Studies, among other things. How are you, Sonny Bell?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. Can you tell the people the aims and objectives of the Third World Liberation Front 2016?
Yes, sir. So the Third World Liberation Front's main goal and demand is acquiring $8 million for the College of Ethnic Studies. College of Ethnic Studies has been under cost in the form of budget cuts by President Wong and his administrative staff. So we're demanding not only $8 million to take the College of Ethnic Studies out of a deficit every year for it to thrive every year. So that's our main objective.
For the people who know nothing about university budgets, how did you come up with the number $8 million?
During the recession, we experienced a 10% cut. So ever since 2009, the College of Ethnic Studies has been underfunded every year. So that number is based off of the 2007 budget, the last time the College of Ethnic Studies was actually funded fully. And we believe, I'm not exactly sure what the exact number was, but $8 million is what we've deemed for the College of Ethnic Studies to not only be fully funded, but to thrive and, you know, go forward.
What is the importance of the College of Ethnic Studies?
For the people, man, the College of Ethnic Studies is a very valuable tool in not only our community, but in every community, because it teaches you how to resist oppression in all forms. It teaches you about who you are as a person and where you come from. The information that college gives out to students is invaluable. And for it to be taken out or for it to be undervalued in any way is a disrespect to every person of color, every struggling person on the planet.
What inspired you students to pursue a hunger strike as the method in which you were going to resist these budget cuts?
One of the other hunger strikers, his name is Akil, and another hunger striker named Satchel, they originally came up with the idea. And we kind of had, I think the Frisco Five had just started, and we kind of like, man, it's really a powerful method because it shows how serious we are. It shows that we're willing to give up our bodies and our lives for this cause. And it paints the admin in a certain picture because you're letting students on your campus starve for their education. So I think that's why we kind of decided for it. We didn't really see a lot of progress happening. We didn't feel like admin was taking us seriously or our college seriously. So the hunger strike was kind of like, we can get a lot of attention. We can expose what admin has been doing for the last couple of years to the people who don't know about it. And it's, you know, nonviolent. So
at the end of the 1960s, there was a strike. I believe it was 1968 at San Francisco State to establish the College of Ethnic Studies. They employ very different methods. Among their methods, they weren't opposed to armed resistance. Why is the Third World Liberation Front 2016 inspired by nonviolence?
That's a really good question, man. I think that we want to create a culture of resistance that's peaceful, because we want to show that, you know, you can create change without being extremely violent. Now, I'm not opposed to armed resistance. I do believe in some circumstances that is necessary. But right now, we felt that it would be more powerful for us to use nonviolence as our method, simply because, you know, we live in a hard time right now. And even though our oppressors use violence against us, we can be better than them. And we have to create better standards than they're creating right now.
Is defending yourself violence?
No, not at all. I mean, I think violent would be, you know, unprovoked violent action. Defending yourself is, you know, you're defending yourself. I don't think anybody would disagree that, you know, if somebody's attacking you, you don't have the right to defend your life. So, yeah, that's not what I mean by violent at all. Some people do other methods differently than others, but defending yourself, I think a lot of people, including myself, would agree that that shouldn't fall under, you know, a violent act.
I know that right at this moment, you are at the hospital. Can you tell the people, why are you at the hospital? Because you are not at the hospital for yourself. Why are you at the hospital at this moment?
So me and other hunger strikers thought it would be amazing just to visit with Equipto and a couple other hunger strikers from the Frisco 5 hunger strike. And we kind of were picking his brain a little bit, just asking him, you know, what was the hardest thing about the strike and, you know, what kept you going? Because talking to him was really empowering for me. I know this morning was kind of one of my harder mornings of the past 7 days, and talking to him really inspired me to keep going. So that, and kind of what we can do to make this movement bigger, how can we get more people? So kind of strategizing, a little organizing, but just kind of picking his brain a little bit, because we're still new to this.
What kind of advice did he give you?
He was really dope. I think the most important piece that I took from it was the camaraderie of this and how we're going on a spiritual journey together. And this is not just, you know, something physical that we're doing. And he said, I asked him, I think one of my specific questions was, what kept you strong and despite of the hunger? And he said, the people. And I've kind of experienced that over the last couple of days, that the more people that I see come out, and the more support that we receive, the less hungry I feel. So just carrying that, hearing that, and carrying it on the next couple of days. We don't know how long this might go on for, but, you know, that'll help me out tremendously in the next couple of days.
So that's interesting what you just said. You're more hungry for support than you are for food.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, the more people come out, the more people that are there, you know, that are behind us, that definitely eases the pain a little bit. And I think that I remember having a group of Aztec dancers come out for us a couple of days ago, and just seeing them and seeing, you know, everybody camping out with us. I think we had over 50 people, 50 students come out one night, faculty included. Seeing that, you know, I'm not the only one that believes in this so powerfully, seeing everything like that, just, you know, the hunger is not even the hardest part.
What are the names of the other hunger strikers, and what are their majors, and how old are you guys?
So I'm 18. I'm the youngest of the strikers. The other strikers are Akil, Julia, and Satchel. I would give you their full last names, but I don't want to get any information wrong or confuse anybody that might be listening. So, So Akil, Julia, and Satchel. Akil and Satchel are urban studies majors. They're not declared yet, but that's what their plan is. I'm an Africana studies major, and Julie, I think, is an urban studies major as well, and we're all minoring in race and resistance. So ethnic studies is our whole education. This is our whole life.
What day on the hunger strike are you, and how is your health?
We're all on day 7 right now. I think our health is really good. We went to La Clinica in SF and got checked out by the amazing people over there. And they said our vitals are strong. We're all doing really well, just trying to stay hydrated as much as possible. But, yeah, I'm good. I feel like I'll go another 2 weeks, man.
Okay. Well, right on, man. If people would like to send you their support, how can people support you guys?
I think, you know, bringing supplies such as water, coconut water, broth. Homemade is the best, but, you know, we don't shy away from anything. But more than that, the best way people could support is with their bodies. Come out. If you can't sleep with us, I know everybody has their own schedule. That I understand that, but the police have kind of been messing with us at night, especially when we don't have as many people out there. So, you know, come support. Letters to the president, write to the president, call his office, President Wong and the Chancellor, Chancellor White of the CSU system, but President Wong, president of the San Francisco State University. Email him, call him, blow his phone up, let him know that students aren't the only one outraged that the College of Ethnic Studies is under attack. Make sure that the community is behind us, because he's feeling the pressure a little bit, but we need to keep it on. We need to pump it up a little bit.
Hassani, are there any events that people can attend in support of Third World Liberation Front 2016?
Yeah, so tomorrow at 12:30, Danny Glover is coming to our campus. He's a previous striker, and he's going to show his support for us. Also, the Board of Trustees member, Latif, I don't know her last name at the moment, is coming out and having an actual one-on-one meeting with President Wong in support of us to put more pressure on him to end this strike. So tomorrow is actually going to be a really big day for us, 12:30 at San Francisco State. If you could bring as many people as possible out, that would be dope. We're going to be camping out there later on that night, every day this week on campus. So,
well, that's what's up. Hassani Bell, one of four members of the Third World Liberation Front 2016 on Hunger Strike Day 7 at San Francisco State in the College of Ethnic Studies. Well, we support you, my brother. We support the rest of the Third World Liberation Front 2016. Y'all keep the fight going, and we'll call a check-in as soon as we can and as soon as y'all need us. So, you know, just know Block Report Radio is here. Know that the Bayview is here. And, you know, keep your head up, man, and keep the fight strong.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're not going to quit. It's no quit. I don't think there's any quit in any of us. So we're going to keep fighting. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
No doubt.
That was another edition of Block Report Radio with the People's Minister of Information, J.R. Tune in soon for another episode of that Pan-African Anti-Capitalist Kill the System Radio. Finger roll through blockreportradio.com when you get a chance. Until next time, we out.